Welcome to the Firm Report.
Welcome to another episode of the Firm Report. Today we have a special treat, John Romano from the Romano Law Group. John, it's a pleasure having you today. Every time I drive to South Florida, I see the big building, amazing career. I just want to know, like, what got you into law? I really do. Like, tell me a little bit about your story.
Oh, I think it started when I was a little kid. I was in a big family. Mm-hmm. My dad was a physician, and my mom and dad were just very motivational, inspirational types of people. Mm-hmm. And I thought right from the start, whatever happens, I wanted to either be a doctor or a lawyer. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Or a coach and a teacher.
Wait, what?
The other thing was, I always knew from the time I was a little kid that I wanted to be a United States Marine, because my favorite uncle had been in the Marine Corps in World War II, and he was very special to me. So where it carried me was, it did take me to the Marine Corps, and then after school, it took me to law, and I've been loving it ever since. And I will, as I tell people, I hope I live to be 150. I will never retire. I want to practice law forever. And a lot of people want to know, well, what is your excitement level? I'll just tell you, I'm more excited now, more thrilled now, more fired up about being a lawyer and living a life in this day and age than I was when I first started practicing. So there you have it in a nutshell.
I love that. Love that. And thank you for your service. Definitely, you know, we appreciate it. I'd say technology's changing. It's evolving. I mean, one of the big topics and sessions here is, you know, the Meta, what's happening with Meta.
Yes.
Are there any specific other areas that you encourage, you know, attorneys or anyone who's in a legal space to go and see and listen to that are worth sitting in as far as the sessions are concerned?
Well, let me put it this way. I have had at least one or more jury verdicts now in six different decades. So it is fair to say I have been around for a while. Mm-hmm. When it comes to technology, we need to adjust. We need to adapt. We need to be ready for it. We need to use it. We need to allow technology to thrive, but to do it in a disciplined and structured way so that we're using it wisely for the benefit of our clients, our law practice, our staff, and our families. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for technology. The more, the better. But we can never distance ourselves from the one-on-one special way of human contact with other people. So the concept of persuasion, it may adjust, it may change, but it's still going to be one-on-one persuasion. So technology, critical, vital. We use it in our firm. We love it, including all that's happening right now with AI. It's so very exciting, but we're cautious about it. And we take the advice of professions. In other words, we stay in our lane. We're lawyers. We don't try to be AI professionals. We let the AI professionals work with us on the AI or whatever other technology it may be.
No, I love that. And I can attest to that. I mean, I've seen you walking the floors of technology conferences and really understanding, getting to know product really well, you know, how it can facilitate the firm, like not only from an operational standpoint, but like marketing. And, you know, there's a time and place for everything, but I do feel like it's just continuously evolving. I agree with you as far as like setting up the right proper guardrails to make sure that we, you know, are operating in the most effective way and efficient. And also we have to think about, you know, our team, right? Like how is it about their day to day, right?
Yeah.
It could ruffle a few feathers, I'd say sometimes, just as you're processing information at a much rapid level and, you know, just getting like high level summaries when it comes to phone call conversations, discussions. I mean, it's
oh yeah, it can be tremendous. You know, I get when I'm home anyway, I get in the office each morning at around 6:15. And on my calendar, when I flip on the computer, there is an entry at 6 a.m. every morning, and here's what it says. Marketing is a race where there is no finish line. I didn't invent that. I got that, I'm sure, at some seminar, but it resonated with me, and it's so important. A lot of what we do as professionals, not just lawyers, but other professionals also, it's that. It's a race where there is no finish line. The wonders for me of being a lawyer is I'm in the midst of a journey that will never end. Okay? It's like raising children. It's like falling in love with someone. It's a journey that in your mind, in many ways, it will never end. And that's what makes it so special. You keep on moving forward in the journey. You do it with joy in your heart. You do it with optimism. Yet you have to be a realist and understand the reality of what's going on around you. But that's part of what makes it so thrilling.
Yeah, no, I love that. You know, I also do understand that, you know, your son's at the firm. I believe your wife's also at the firm. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yeah, so Nancy's it's a family, there. Yeah. Two of our sons, Eric and Todd, practice with me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, while I'm out here at this extraordinary meeting,
mm-hmm.
Both Eric and Todd, they are back in depositions and hearings and getting some cases ready for trial that we've got coming up in the next couple of months.
Love it. How does that make you feel, like having the family at the firm? I mean, it must like bring so much joy. Like it's just...
It's beyond exciting. It just makes me so proud of them. And Nancy works at the firm, Eric and Todd. Our son, Chad, he's our insurance agent, does all of the insurance work for our law firm. And then our youngest son, Ryan, he is a physician, and he works with us as a consulting physician. So we've got not only Nancy and our sons, but their wives in so many ways are involved with the law firm. And to the extent that we can, we even grab the grandkids to help us.
I love it.
So it's great.
A strong family values. And I can see, I mean, where do you see the firm in the next like 15, 20 years? I mean, I know like, there's a lot evolving, but it sounds like you have your kids there, your grandchildren potentially taking over. But yeah, I'd love to learn more about that.
Well, historically, we have focused primarily on single event cases, auto, trucking, product liability cases, premises liability, negligent security, etc. We also moved many, many years ago into doing more in the way of mass torts. And we find those very exciting types of cases to handle because there are challenges, liability and causation, damages. But in a mass tort case, you can do so much good for so many people in a single given project. The other thing that I love, not just about mass torts, but and we do it on single event cases.
Indeed.
I love handling cases as a part of a team. I've always loved the team approach. I don't play sports that are sports you can play all by yourself. I always love sports where there's a team. And when it's a team, the team is not going to win without me, and I'm not going to do well without the support of the team. And it's the same way in cases and trials. It's the same way in marriage. It's the same way in life and raising children. The team effort is what, in so many ways, excites me about what we do.
Love it. Love it. I'm a girl dad, you know, I have four children. So it's bring the knowledge forward, how you know, teach them how to be best, you know, great people, think and be thoughtful, have empathy, right? And you're doing all of that, right? I mean, you're taking someone's specific single event case or the many, either one-to-one or two-to-many, but it's like their world went from color to black and white, right? So it's like...
Sure, sure.
You know.
No, I had this was just about a week ago, a young dad called to our office.
Mm-hmm.
He was not referred by another lawyer. He got to us through the internet and social media. And he started to tell me about the case. And I said, you know, we're going to need a good 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours for our initial chat about the case. This was last Thursday. And he was telling me about his schedule, and I said, well, what are you doing Saturday? And he said, well, if you'll be available, we'll be available. And that's what I did. I spent the better part of Saturday afternoon walking through the case with them. But the key is they needed to talk to an attorney, not next Monday, not 3 weeks from now. Now, I believe it is our obligation to comfort clients, to make life easier for them, to take some of the burden off of their shoulders, even if it means doing a client interview on a weekend or at night. Now, you may say, well, yeah, but what if you spend 2 hours and you don't take the case? We may not take this case, but that's not the point. The point is they needed to talk to somebody. They had a lot of questions, and we were able to answer that and comfort them, and we'll see what happens, whether or not we go forward with it. But to me, that's so very, very important. And although every client may not deserve his or her day in court, they deserve a day in the office. And by a day, what I mean is a few hours to talk to them. And even though it might be a Zoom call and nowadays in some instances, but that's important. That's what we owe to them.
No, I love that. Well put. I mean, there's so much noise in the marketplace, whether it's from marketing, billboards, radio, to, you know, even now with AI agents calling, you know, like potential plaintiffs. It's like, it takes, I mean, yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough out there.
I mean, it's just like, it takes the personal like aspects, you know, of making that connection with the client away sometimes. Yes. You have to kind of, you know, be careful on how you leverage technology because it cannot do everything for you. But how does a firm separate itself from other like attorneys in the areas that are like those big shop billboard advertisers? Like, I mean, what are key, you know, aspects? Or
well, number one, I personally have always looked at every other plaintiff lawyer, not as a competitor, but as a friend and an ally. My feeling is we should all embrace each other, share tactics and strategy with each other, help each other. When another plaintiff lawyer gets a good verdict, I'm at the front of the line to congratulate that lawyer and say, I'm just so proud of the job that you did, because it does take courage to go into the courtroom and try a case. So with the big firms that have a lot of plaintiff lawyers, we simply try to work with them. We will go and meet with some of them and say, hey, we'd like you to refer certain kinds of cases to us. We would love to work with you on certain projects. When it comes to smaller firms, like a one or two lawyer firm, we say, hey, keep in mind, we can help you. Let's co-counsel cases and work together on cases. But that's been our approach as a firm. That's been my approach. Put your arms around everybody that you can, embrace them, bring them into the fold. You know, we happen to be here at this Mass Tort Made Perfect meeting right now. Here we are in Las Vegas. When Mike Papantonio and his group came up with the concept of Mass Torts Made Perfect, and they put this magnificent seminar event together, the first thing they did was reach out to all of these lawyers around the country who were doing trials and mass torts. And Pap said, join us, be a part of this, be a speaker on the program, present at the programs. And to me, that was just an extraordinary moment, because MTMP became something just massively important to the plaintiff's bar and to clients in America. And what he did was he included everybody. Well, that philosophy is so important to me. We include people and we bring everybody along for the ride, and we try to help everybody. It'll come back to us tenfold. It will. It always does.
You know, I love that you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I've been coming to this conference for, you know, so many times year over year. And it's just that. It's like everyone's welcome with open arms. We're here to network. We're here to see how we can help each other out. We get to learn a lot from like certain cases and events that are happening, whether they're like single event or national, you know, campaigns out there. Every project is different, and you're going to need, you know, specific experts in the fields. And where, you know, what a better place to find the right people to talk to, and then technology partners and marketers to help you get where you need to be. So I feel like you get everything in a nutshell at MTMP. And it all comes down to leadership and how, you know, the organization here has just nurtured those relationships over time, year over year.
It is so true. And another thing you get here is mentoring. There are so many lawyers here who take younger lawyers or even middle-aged lawyers who need more mentoring. They take them under their wing and say, let me help you. Let me guide you. And it might be with how to handle a case, with tactics, with strategy, with ethical questions, with the running and operation of the law firm, all the way to the most personal of things, like a young lawyer who might be facing difficulties in his or her marriage because of the pressures and stresses of the practice of law, how the mentor can help that lawyer and help his family. And that is so important, because we all need help. We all need people to guide us and help us navigate through all of the issues and the, you know, the highway of life, so to speak.
I love it. You know, as a New Yorker from Midtown and Hell's Kitchen, that's where I grew up, born and raised.
Yes. Like,
community is everything, right? And so we always help each other. You know, we're always there for each other. And that's the feeling I get when I come to MTMP, is like, we're always there for each other. And when we come across like a single owner or two, you know, benches that are very, you know, small, I encourage them to come here, because it's only going to get stronger. You're only going to get better, right?
It's true.
Is there anything in particular that you like to, you know, send out, put out there in the universe for these young attorneys? Because there's a lot of them out there that have no clue what to do, how to handle things. you know, Mastroich is well, you know, nationally recognized, but I still feel like there might be a little sense of intimidation coming here because you got the big guys here too. So it's like, you know, what would you say to them? I mean, just it's...
The beauty of it is this. Most of the lawyers I know who really want to be either trial lawyers, taking depositions, mediating cases, and then going to trial on the cases that don't settle. They can handle any kind of case there is. If you can handle as a prosecutor or a public defender, a DUI drunk driving case, you can handle a medical malpractice case. If you can cross-examine a medical examiner in a murder case, you can cross-examine the greatest engineer in a product liability case. The key is simply to instill in someone and to allow that person to instill in himself or herself the knowledge, I can do this. What I want to let them know is don't go too fast and try to go it alone when you're not ready to do it alone. Work at it. Work with the right people, and then when you're ready, you'll know when you're ready, and you just bust out, and suddenly you're trying these huge cases yourself. And you know when it happens. There's no magic milestone you need to cross. You'll just know. You will feel it, and you'll be ready.
I love it. Wow. That's a big drop of knowledge there. And, you know, John, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, this has been awesome. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. And thank you, John. Take care.